You're listening to SBS News.
Singapore is the latest Asian country to edge closer towards ending some forms of discrimination against members of the LGBTIQ plus community. Leader Lee Seng Lung says he believes this move is the right action to take. He says no law and order issue should apply if the behaviour is between consenting adults.
Singaporeans still have differing views on whether homosexuality is right or wrong, but most people accept that a person's sexual orientation and behaviour is a private and personal matter, and that sex between men should not be a criminal offence.
He adds that there is no justification for prosecution. Under the current rules, offenders can be jailed for up to 2 years, but this is not actively enforced. In 2018, India's highest court dropped a ban on gay sex, while in Thailand, there is progress towards legalising same-sex unions. Prime Minister Lee says he hopes the legal changes will better reflect modern society and offer some relief to the LGBTIQ plus community. But he says same-sex marriage laws will not be updated, stopping short of pushing for marriage equality in the future.
We will uphold and safeguard the institution of marriage. Under the law, only marriages between one man and one woman are recognised in Singapore. Many national policies rely upon this definition of marriage, including public housing, education, adoption rules, advertising standards, film classification. The government has no intention of changing the definition of marriage nor these policies.
Singaporeans follow many different religions, with 16% identifying as Muslim, but there are also big Christian and Buddhist populations. Benjamin Oh from the Asian Australian Rainbow Alliance identifies as a person of faith and as gay, but he says there is still a long way to go.
We are just fellow human beings, needed to be treated with equal dignity and respect, and not be criminalized for loving who we are. Even though this law affects male couples or same-sex activities with male coupling, this has ramification for people who are not.
It is unclear when the Section 377A law will be repealed. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.